Here at the FS Green Plan in Pursuit of Maximum Yields Conference, we heard from Gary Bays, who is an agricultural law attorney in Washington, D.C., has a number of clients, including the wheat growers, as well as
the ag retailers that obviously GrowMark and lots of other folks are members of. And I'm outside general counsel for U.S. Grains, which is the main exporting arm for corn, sorghum, and barley here in the country. So I have a wide range of general counselships, but by and large, I try cases around the country defending agricultural interests on environmental issues. They say I'm an ag lawyer, I'm an ag environmental lawyer, because I'm in a very narrow niche on the environmental side.
Yeah, you had some scary things to say, and one of the things you were talking about is really the power that the EPA in particular has, and not to think that the EPA can't shut you down.
EPA can absolutely shut you down or make it so expensive in terms of coming into compliance that you have to go out of business. As I indicated, this new Chesapeake Bay plan on trying to get to what they perceive to be a real problem, that is chicken litter, which has phosphorus and nitrogen in it. It's applied to the top of the ground, unlike in our operations where we inject both dairy or swine waste. They apply chicken litter to the top of the ground. The allegation is that phosphorus and nitrogen, because the farmers out there apply so much litter to get their nitrogen levels up, so they build up an excess of phosphate, runs into the bay, and as a result, according to one study, I don't know whether it's accurate or not, but it's put together by some pretty prominent individuals, and I would say that their study is accurate, that 48% of the land in the six states comprising of those states around the Chesapeake Bay, 48% of that land that's in corn, soybeans, milo, grain, sorghum, would have to come out of production, go into pasture land and timber in order to reduce the amount of phosphorus and nitrogen running into the bay. I think that's fairly serious.
The EPA has been around since Richard Nixon's administration. Would you say it's done, how much damage would you say it's done in that time to agriculture?
I wouldn't put it that way. I would say EPA's done a lot of good things. But I would say at this point it is misguided, misdirected, and ill-informed. I think it does not pay attention to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I think it does not take into account all of the wonderful programs we've had in agriculture, literally since the Agricultural Adjustment Act of, 36? I mean, we had dust bowls, we had runoff. I know on Bays and Weary's farms now, with all of the residue that's left on, we do all no-till operations. There's very little runoff into our streams. And I think EPA doesn't take into account the technology we heard about here today. I think what is sad about the agency, it does not want to take that technology into account. That's where I have real problems with EPA. It ignores what American agriculture has done, all the successes we have experienced, all the technology we are applying. But I don't think they think that we want to save money. We do not want to waste any of these expensive inputs. All of our listeners will know how expensive. I remember I about choked paying over, $1,013 for a ton of anhydrous here, 2 years ago? And still we're, $500 and some odd a ton. I saw the check here not too long ago. My golly, we don't want to waste an ounce. I don't think EPA takes that kind of common sense into account. That's why you see some of these proposals saying, agriculture, you're the problem, we're coming after you.
Now, another interesting thing that you said, you were talking about the importance of talking to your congressman and the fact that that's really what, you know, people need to do.
Absolutely. If we do not educate these policy leaders, and that's what a congressman is, I mean, he does vote on policy. If they don't understand agriculture, then we get the shaft.
And you said agriculture's a minority now. You also mentioned that.
Absolutely. We are a distinct minority. You keep talking about 2 million farms. Yeah, there are 2 million farms that sell over $1,000 product. I guess that's the ultimate definition of a farm. But, in fact, I said about 400 and some odd thousand, 400 to 500,000 produce 80% of our food and fiber. I think now the number is maybe down into 200 or 300,000 number because, just like I gave an example in our own operation, I own 600 acres, which is part of a 4,400-acre operation. We're going to see more and more of that. That is the future of agriculture. I hate to say it, but when we bought about 5 farms. Every time we go in, bulldoze down the house, the outbuildings, take out the fences, take out the trees. and we become more productive. Look at these yields, and if we didn't have that 12 billion bushel corn crop, and maybe this next year, 14 billion, because I'm telling you, China is coming on like a freight train. China cannot grow the corn. China has a hog population that just makes ours look teeny. China's going to industrialize corn. You say, well, what does that mean, listener? It means that they're going to start making lots of commercial products out of corn. They're not going to use it just for feeding hogs and the chickens. And when they start doing that, and just think about, we have about 2,254,000,000 acres in this country. How many acres of corn did we have last year? Or they're predicting this year, about 90-some-odd million planted and 80-some-odd million, 84, 85, predicted, harvested. So 90 million acres for corn, about 80 million acres for soybeans, about 14 million acres for cotton, 6 million acres for sorghum, 55 million acres for wheat. And pretty soon you're running out of all the land. So we're growing all this on something over 300, something between 3 and 350 million acres. In a nation of 2,254,000,000, you know, that's a pretty small slice to be producing all that we are producing. And what we heard about today was all the technology that allows us to do that. What I'm talking about is, egads, let's not have the regulators ruin that incredibly productive, wonderful food production system.
Good food for thought for farmers in pursuit of maximum yields. Here in Peoria, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.